There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. Ian is off this evening. You'll catch him any other night of the week from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live. You can call in with whatever's on your mind. We're talking about what's going on in Baltimore. And, you know, Cantwell, you recently wrote an article about it. And, you know, just kind of going through that and, you know, banding it back and forth. I can't say my position is 100% on with yours, nor would I say it's 180 degrees to the opposite side. But let's go to the calls. It's Tom calling in from Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
A number of years ago, Hillary Rodham Clinton was a United States Senator, and she resigned from the U.S. Senate to take a job as a secretary. You remember that?
The Secretary of State, yes.
Yeah, well, here's a question for you. What is the foreign country whose highest-ranking government official is a custodian?
I don't know.
It's the only country that has a Ministry of Hajj.
Okay.
And that is Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the Hajj is
the pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage, yeah.
And the king of Saudi Arabia, his official title is custodian of the two holy mosques. There's one in Mecca and one in Medina. See, when they go and do Hajj, they don't just hang out at the hotel and go sightseeing. They got to do all this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia gets to decide how many people every year and, like, which ones. Like, you've got to go and get a visa, a Hajj visa.
Really?
And young women can't go, like, by themselves or anything. They got to have their man with them, you know, as a bodyguard, as a mahram, and all this stuff. Now, it raises a religious freedom issue for interesting things for libertarians to consider. Well, hey, who owns the place? Well, even the king of Saudi Arabia is only the custodian of the place.
Right.
Because really, it's God's building. It's not really owned land, but by owned by people. And hey,
well, in that case, it's pretty obvious the person who controls it owns it, and that would make it the Saudi king, right?
Now, they don't like Shiites, yes, because they're a very strict Wahhabi Sunni government.
Uh-huh.
And the Shiites, they like to go to graves and pray at graves. Like they'd like to go to Muhammad's grave and pray there or hold prayer sessions. That's forbidden under Sunni law. See, and there's not really a whole lot of religious freedom out that way. But then again, it's against the Muslim law to let unbelievers into the holy cities. And,
okay.
But isn't that a religious right for the king of Saudi Arabia to say, hey, you know, his right to freedom of religion means he gets to let unbelievers not come into these holy cities? You know,
well, if he was the rightful owner of the property, then I would say that he could have any right to discriminate against anybody he wants on any sort of criteria. I don't think that he has a legitimate claim to the property, and
nor do I.
That's the problem with it. I don't care if he, if he doesn't want to let religious minorities into his house, then that's his business.
Yeah, but is it? And he is the custodian who is the person, the living person who gets to make these decisions. So, yeah.
I'd have to say that as a Muslim, I would just have to assess for myself what I thought about this and decide whether or not. Because, I mean, if the religion itself, the interpretation of the religion as it is today, not as one interprets it in the past, but as it is today is corrupt, I might just be like, you know what, I don't care about this whole Hajj thing. How can you do the Hajj if some government official deciding whether when and where you can do it?
Well, it's according to, yeah, whether you can do it. It's the Muslim law dictates that it's going to start on a certain date in the Muslim calendar. And so that's when Hajj starts. Unless you do an off-season one called Umrah, which some of them do. But then you're still supposed to do a Hajj on that, starting on that date. And you don't just hang out at the hotel and go sightseeing. You got to do all this stuff, you know. But then it also raises some other issues there. They like to pick the Wahhabi Sunni government likes to pick on people. They don't let people open up a Shiite mosque. You know, they have to say their prayers at home and stuff, and then they're not allowed to.
It sounds to me as though Saudi Arabia has a really oppressive government that is trying to keep their control over the minds of their citizenry by dictating what their religion is going to be, and I'm not terribly surprised by that. I'm not particularly interested in religious freedom. I think that religious freedom I don't think that people should have their property rights violated because of their religion or anything like that, but that's really where I see the issue at, right? There's no proper claim to ownership of these resources for the Saudi king or the custodian of the Hajj. And so if he were going to discriminate against who was allowed into whatever building that he rightfully owned, and he wanted to dictate the religious teachings within his own church, this doesn't really bother me. The problem that bothers me is that he has no right to the claim of all this property.
And also, women don't get to drive cars and stuff like that. There's a totally oppressive government out that way. And when you're talking about the Islamic State, now there's another nasty organization, and they attacked the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq, a couple of weeks ago, and they are a not just a terrorist organization. They have all as much trappings of government, issuing birth certificates and issuing license plates, and having their own flag, all as much of the trappings of government as the Confederate States did during the war between the states.
And yeah, I mean, there's no, yeah, the Islamic State is not simply like a bunch of rabble-rousers who want to sort of disrupt things. They are a revolution. They are taking over governments.
A foreign government, at least as much as the Confederate States were during the war, and the United States, of course, was fighting the Confederate States of America as an organization. And
States don't like competition.
I would say that the United States was the foreign invader in the war between the states.
Yeah, the revolution that fired on the fort.
what I'm getting at here is that the only thing that's absent is a congressional declaration of war against the Islamic State. I don't know why. I mean, after they've attacked the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq, and they're not just a terrorist organization. They have the trappings of
a state,
a foreign government. So
appreciate the call, Tom.
It doesn't seem to be like we necessarily need a consulate or any other resource in Iraq.
Yeah, I'm not interested in a war, but he's right that it's as good a reason. Obviously, they're at war with them. They're using drones to bomb. So a declaration of war would be the proper thing to do. But we just don't do that anymore. The United States government hasn't done that since 1942, and it doesn't look like they're going to start anytime soon. Let's go to Carlos calling in from Denver. Carlos, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was calling because I wanted to talk about how messed up it is that I'm not allowed to practice my Christian religion here in the United States.
Your audio's coming in and out, Carlos. Can you get right on your mic?
Yeah, I'm trying a little bit here. I have a problem with the lack of ability to practice my Christian religion here in the United States.
Okay, this is either a joke or bring it on.
My real problem is that, you know, I have this daughter, and she is just completely unruly. First of all, she will not allow me to circumcise her, which I just think is ridiculous.
And Christians
the doctor
do that?
At my hospital won't even do it. The doctor won't allow me to circumcise my daughter. On top of that, they allowed my son, and they won't let me stone her for disrespecting me. I think that we as Americans need to stand up for our rights, stand up for our right to stone our children, and bring this back to the white Christian nation that we started off as.
I'm not even sure what you're lampooning, but okay.
I've never been so happy to hear the music before.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. 855-450-FREE, Carlos. That's funny. 855-450-FREE for Duck Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. It is Mother's Day, and You know what that means here on Free Talk Live. It means Sherry's Berries. Cantwell will be getting our Sherry's Berries. I believe it's tomorrow.
I am looking forward to that.
Yep. They are, frankly, they're delicious. What they are is premium strawberries that, and by premium, I don't know how they do it, but Sherry's Berries essentially rejects about half the strawberries that come through. They send them off to feed poor people, and so they're well taken care of. And then they dip them in white milk and dark chocolate decorative. They make decorative stuff on it. But they're just, besides presentation, they are presented very well. But they're just some of the most delicious things you're ever going to put in your mouth. The berries are delicious every single time. And Free Talk Live listeners, you can get a discount when you send them to mom. So you go on over to berries.com. That's berries.com. And you click on the microphone that's in the upper right corner. And you type in our code, FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. We try to use that code as often as we can. So, you know, use it when you check out. And they're great. You can get the berries for $19.99. That's a 40% savings off of retail, and you can double your berries for $10 more. So it's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right. Enter coupon code FTL. Don't forget mom, and don't forget Sherry's Berries. This is a great, even as a supplemental gift. If you live far away, the mom will get these as a surprise. Everybody loves them. They're awesome. Berries.com. So, Cantwell, let's get back to your story here, your commentary.
Yeah, so I'll go back to my article in a minute, but I saw this image floating around on Facebook, and I want to confirm the source on it. But it looks like, we've sort of been talking about this situation going on down in Baltimore with the race riots popping off, and people acting as though this is just, white racism run amok, just gunning down black people for no reason in the street. And in this particular instance, it looks like Freddie Gray had 18 documented arrests at a minimum, according to the Maryland Department of Justice. Now, okay. Most of these were for distribution of narcotics. And I could think of a really great reason to riot in the streets in Baltimore, and that would be the war on drugs. I think the war on drugs is this horrible thing that's doing terrible
things. I think it's the new Jim Crow. I mean, the evidence is that the blacks are arrested in the far greater numbers than whites in the war on drugs.
How is this Jim Crow? What is that about?
Well, the evidence is in what happens. I mean, because the war on drugs is used to crack down on black communities. You don't see it happening in white communities, but drug use has to be similar, right?
I'm not entirely sure of that. I mean, you have a increased prevalence of drug use in poor communities, and there are, poor
not
white
much
communities.
Increase.
There are poor white communities where police are, brutal towards the people there, right? And there's a lot of drug use going on in those communities. I'm from Long Island, and if you go out to Mastic, it's not the nicest of places, but it's a majority white neighborhood where drugs run rampant and there's violence. And police are invasive and do terrible things to you. The war on drugs, if police are enforcing drug laws in black neighborhoods, and there's a lot of drug use in the black neighborhoods, and then there's a lot of bad things happening to black people, how is that Jim Crow?
Well, if you don't, but my point on this is, if you're not willing to talk about the war on drugs, in my opinion, you're not willing to talk about race, because so many people don't want to talk about the war on drugs, but they want to talk about race. And I don't think you can even separate the two when it comes to imprisonment and discussing how those, the effects on the black community.
I don't. Is the number of people who end up arrested and in prison for things, right, is not necessarily an indicator of this systemic racism that you're referring to, right? If there are people engaging in certain behaviors and there's demographic disparities in the engaging in of the behavior, then I'm not surprised that there are demographic disparities in the consequences of that behavior.
Okay, so if you end up with a conviction, the your job opportunities are limited. If a sufficient number of people in a community have been convicted of crimes, and I can tell you when it comes to black males, it's a large percentage of people have been essentially disenfranchised from work in many cases, then they're going to make money, and they're going to do that in whatever way they can, and in a lot of cases that's going to be crime. And the crime that's easiest is dealing drugs.
Right. And so we have a number of issues there, not the least of which is the welfare state and the minimum wage, right? So this is going to, you raise the minimum wage, and then low-skilled workers, people who are, kept out of the workplace, there's no financial incentive to hire them because you have to pay a certain amount of money in order to hire a person, and then a person is out of work, and then they start committing crimes in order to feed themselves, right?
So you agree that the minimum wage is institutional racism?
No, I agree that the minimum wage is bad economics.
Agreed.
It's bad economics. Why it is? Because it disproportionately affects some group of people does not say that it is. What is racism? I mean, is racism just some demographic disparity, or does it imply some malice towards a group because of their skin color?
I think it I think it can be results based. I think if people see the results, then they can feel the effects of racism, even if it's not there, right? So I mean, if they feel like they're being targeted, then it's going to have the same effect as if they are being targeted.
That's not... But
you're never going to convince.
That's just somebody's perception of a situation. They're like, I'm being oppressed because I'm black. And that's a fundamentally untrue thing. You're being oppressed because governments are violent institutions that do terrible things to people, right?
Mostly, I would say that mostly what you're saying is true. However, if you're dealing with a democracy, then, and as you said, people are going to be biased towards people that look like them, then you're dealing with problems of racism.
Are people going and saying, let's raise the minimum wage because we want to put black people out of work? Or are they saying raise the minimum wage because they think it's going to give black people a raise?
I can tell you that I read some statistics in an article that when people were asked about the death penalty, they had the percentages, and when people were when white people were informed that black people were disproportionately sentenced to the death penalty in that control group where they were informed, the support for the death penalty went up. So one might conclude from that statement that white people, when told that black people are faced, are executed more often, or at least faced with execution more often, that they support execution more, that there is an indication of some percentage of the population that's racist, right?
Okay. Well, then there's a statistic that I could refer to that men, when they kill women, are statistically a lot more likely to get the death penalty than women who kill men, right?
Probably
true. Does that make sense to you? Do you think that people are probably very comfortable with that?
Yeah, I would think that they are. I think that they probably say to themselves that, he had the strength in the situation. He had the upper body strength. Therefore, there were probably a lot of things leading up to it. I don't know what level of abuse goes on in situations like that.
So what is going on with the patriarchy that we haven't told the society to oppose the death penalty for men who kill women?
I don't know. I don't. I think because that would. If I don't really believe in the patriarchy, but I think that to some extent it would undermine the physical strength. And men don't really support other men when it comes to inside of relationships. They're trying to steal women away. 855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You might be looking for Bitcoins. We talk about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live on a regular basis. I think Bitcoins are potentially going to change the world. I actually just saw an article recently about how they're disrupting the Argentinian economy. I hope for great things in the area of Venezuela, too.
But if you're looking for them, you're terribly unlikely to find them between the couch cushions.
Yeah, the Bitcoins don't exist in the real world. They're online. And to get some, you should use ExpressCoin.com. They've got Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dashcoin, Dogecoin. They're fast, safe, easy and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, so you can get your cryptocurrencies, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, by using a money order or a check. But you start off at ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. It's ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice at no fee. So if you get under $40, you can get no fee at all if you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. That's worth doing your first time. Test it. See how it works for you. And then after that, it's a really great idea just to get the put a certain amount in of your paycheck every week or every other week whenever you get it. ExpressCoin.com. Prices are very low on cryptocurrencies right now. I tend to think that by the end of the year they will be higher. That is my opinion, and it is shared by, well, some experts in the field. We'll see. 855 450 free, Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Let's talk to Dalek NCAP, calling in on Skype, and you can too. Our username is lrn.fm. Dalek? Dalek, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry about that. That I had myself muted, but...
What's on your mind?
Okay, so when I think about around Baltimore, I remember that most of the people who are basically in their government and local legislative office, legislative office is basically black, from what I've known. And I don't know if there is really much of inherent racism within that area, just because people are black and, you know, they could have actually changed it in. You know, this is not really so much of that ideal.
I heard somebody on talk radio today. It was an excerpt that was put out there where it clearly sounded like a black woman saying this, that essentially the country's so racist that even a government that's populated largely by black people can still be racist. And I don't even understand that statement. Like, that's so far removed from my life that I'd like to understand it, but I don't understand it.
You don't understand it because it's inherently ridiculous. It's not just because it's removed from your life, okay? That these people are like, you're oppressing us, we demand political power and representation, and then we take over the government and things get worse and they still blame white people. It's ridiculous.
Could be that. Dalek?
I got one more thing to add, just out of curiosity. Does Express Coin actually kind of also do prepaid cards, like prepaid MasterCards or Visas, just out of curiosity?
No, they don't. They just allow you to get Bitcoins, but I do believe we will be I'm working on an advertisement that will be doing that in the future.
Well, I mean, like, buying for it, you know? Yeah. Just, like, you can buy Bitcoins by using prepaid, you know, cards. Just out of curiosity, that's all. And thank you for taking my call.
I think he's talking about, like, Green Dot Money Pack or something like that, and I don't know if they...
Yeah, they do check and money order right now is how they do it. They used to do bank deposits, but they're not... I think they're having some trouble with the authorities on that. Otherwise, they would be doing it because they certainly have the systems in place. And, you know, with Bitcoin still working out exactly what the government thinks about it. If this was Canada, it'd be a lot easier because the regulatory systems in Canada are a lot easier when it comes to Bitcoin and many places in Europe. So, you know, that's your free country for you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, Dalek. 855-450-FREE or lrn.fm on Skype.
So I actually just somebody had brought up the question of black on white crime versus white on black crime, and I've got a statistic here from the U.S. Department of Justice. Blacks were the victims of white violence 62,593 times in 2010.
Just say the first two digits and like 62,000.
Okay,
or round up.
Why don't you take a guess at the white victims of black violence?
White victims of black violence. I don't know. I'm going to call it the same. 62,000.
320,000.
Okay, and so what do they explain on that? What are their explanations?
Well, I would say I don't have... This is from Liberty Viral is where okay. I just pulled a statistic from. And I have not read the entire article here, but there's a little image there that sort of gives you the statistics.
Violent crime or just crime?
This is violence.
Okay.
Okay. This is whatever the Bureau of Justice Statistics is classifying as violence. So
if I was laying in wait for somebody to come along, you know, that evening to rob, and I was going to rob one person that evening, I would rob somebody who looked more affluent rather than somebody who looked less affluent. And, you know, if you sort of look at the affluence charts, you're going to find that white people tend to do a bit better than blacks. And so, you know, maybe that's the reason.
So you had, before we went out earlier, you had brought up this information that you had from somewhere that when people were asked about their comfort with the death penalty, that if they were made aware that it was a black defendant or something to that effect, they became more comfortable with it, right?
Yeah.
And you say that this is indicative of some systemic racism.
It's a conclusion one could draw.
I mean, one could draw the conclusion. But if you're saying, like, hey, wait a second, as it turns out, this group of people is more than five times as likely to commit violence against this group of people than the other group is to return that violence in response, then would that maybe be an explanation for their comfort with that situation?
I guess, but I mean, when at that point you're separating by race, which I become uncomfortable with anyway.
Well, then if you're separating by, you're necessarily separating by race by raising the question, right? So if we're going to start making racial demographics about things, well, I guess, you know, this is this really tricky rabbit hole that we get into when we start having these conversations. Like you said earlier, I would prefer that this was a non-issue, right? Yeah. But it's not a non-issue, right?
Oh,
you're
never going to
identify groups. Like, it happens.
You're not going to, you're not going to, absolutely they do. And you're not going to find me saying that, well, blacks aren't racist, and they don't, you'll never find a black racist. You'll never find me saying that. I just think that when, I think that people judge folks by their skin color, rightly or wrongly, and wrongly, in my opinion. And so, therefore, when blacks are going to judge people by their skin color, the only violence they can resort to is physical violence. When whites do it, they can resort to systemic violence, right? Like, the system is what I'm talking about. The
Dallas
government
just got done telling us that blacks are the majority of the government in Baltimore.
In Baltimore,
so they can actually do it quite systemically to white people, right? If they want to, they have that capacity. It's not outside of their reach.
That's
right?
What's happening, frankly. I mean, they're using the government apparatus to go after basically everybody who earns a living to support people who don't. I mean, that's what welfare is all about. Is you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You teach a man to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life. You give a man somebody else's fish, and he'll vote for you.
So you had said just before, you think it's wrong when people make conclusions about people based on their skin color?
I prefer that we would not do that.
All right, so if you were in a situation where you had to choose five people for your basketball team, and there's five white women, five white men, five black women, and five black men.
Are they all the same height?
Yes.
Okay. So if they're all the same height, then you're asking me to make judgments on people based entirely on their skin color, right?
And gender.
Yeah, and gender. I think that it's fair at that point to say that, yeah, black guys play basketball more often than white guys do, and therefore you're going to have more practice of these, 5'10" black guys than the 5'10" white guys. I would say that you have a very unusual team of 5'10" white women, by the way. I mean, that's like, you just don't find that many tall women. But I would prefer to have men over women. Sure. So I'll take the black guys.
Okay. Yep. So this is not an inherently bad thing. Like, we're not going to go call Mark, some anti-white, racist, anti-Caucasian hater, right, for making that observation?
Not in that circumstance.
Is
I mean,
the
basketball
NBA
is different.
Is the NBA racist?
No. I mean, they're just the people that are good are rising to the top.
And are they mostly black?
Mostly.
Yeah.
And in the NFL, too. 855 450 free talk live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever it is that's on your mind here on this edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. Cantwell, we've been batting it back and forth on your article here regarding what's going on in Baltimore. Tell me about your thoughts on the use of force.
Okay, so, yeah, we've sort of been going back and forth about the race question, and that can occupy many hours of radio because we never get to the bottom of anything. Yeah. Look, people are rightfully angry down there, right? They're going, and there's an incident. They burned down a CVS. They looted a liquor store, and
they destroyed
a
lot of cars.
And how many other violent crimes? It's hard to measure at this point. So I had sort of gone into in this article that I understand the reaction, the want to go out and do violence in response to being oppressed. Now, I don't think that the racial angle is particularly useful, but the government is certainly violently oppressing the human race. And so I sort of went into this this thing. The state is evil because it is the initiator of force. Saying that the problem is with race only distracts from the very real problem. The state is your enemy. Kill him before he kills you. He is not difficult to identify. He is so brazen in his aggressions that but he brags about them on television. He claims his authority to brutalize you by winning a popularity contest that you call an election. He wears uniforms, displays his emblems proudly, threatens you with sirens and strobe lights. He is not hiding. Your enemy is the state. Kill him. Gun him down. Set him on fire. Break his spinal cord. Strangle him. Take his property. Make his family live in fear until they disassociate from him. But if you instead loot businesses owned by your fellow victims, if you set fire to buildings that are not the property of your enemy, if you harm the innocent, then you have become the enemy yourself.
You are going to be rubbed out in the night someday.
Okay. Several people have suggested I step up my thoughts on Mexico as a result of this article.
So you identify the state, but you're talking about the actors in the state. I mean, the state doesn't exist. The human beings exist, right?
If these people are going to riot, if they are going to do violence, if they are going to burn down buildings and hurt people, I think that they should probably turn that against the people responsible for the crimes that have been committed.
Aren't there like eight police officers have been injured in this already, and it hasn't been pretty. Let's go to James.
Okay.
Calling in from Ohio. Oh, shoot. I just pushed the wrong button on James. Can you believe that? This is why talk show hosts should have engineers handling these things. I just hung up on James accidentally.
Okay. Sorry about that, James. Feel
free
to call back.
It's incompetence that's the problem here. When I think about the violence that's going on in Baltimore, what went on in Ferguson, the violence that has... really, there wasn't that much in New York, but it seems like there was a couple of other places. Certainly things went on in Rodney King. It seems to me that whatever the systems are for asking nicely for police to stop shooting people, aren't working, right?
Like, right.
There's an article here I'm looking at from the Free Thought Project saying that the United States... U.S. citizen, the police in the U.S. kill citizens at over 70 times the rate of other first world nations. Now, even if you cut that number down to something reasonable that we could all believe, five times, it's unacceptable. And for whatever reason, black communities, the black people bear that, that happens to black people more often than most. It's certainly proportionate to race. And whatever ways, nice things that people are doing to ask for this to stop, it's not stopping.
No, it certainly isn't stopping. You know, I said at the beginning of the article, I said, look, the telling you that violence is not the answer is a fundamentally untrue statement. Okay, these people will continue to victimize you for as long as it is profitable and comforting for them to do so. Right? We are, and that is not whites, blacks, Asians, or Jews. That is human beings.
Well, I'm not going to advocate for it because I don't like it, but I will say that this is the consequence of government not being not responding to people. The government's a monopoly. I think that most people can agree on that. Sometimes you will find people that try to disagree on it. I'll go ahead and I'll throw a bone out there. The government's a cartel. You will find that county governments sometimes override city governments, and state governments sometimes override municipal governments, and the federal government sometimes overrides state and municipal governments, but mostly, you know, it's a monopoly, and the states get their power from the feds, even though they shouldn't, and the local people get their power from the state, and it's essentially a monopoly. So monopolies aren't known for, being responsive to in the area of customer service. They don't have to. You have to do business with them. The government's a special monopoly because if it was a monopoly, say, on the production of computers, if there was only Microsoft that was producing Windows and that was the only operating system you could use, then you could choose not to use a computer and still live your life. And likely you would find more people doing that in the case of a monopoly. But when it comes to government, you can't opt out. You have to. I mean, there's no place to go. Antarctica? Well, the government's claim places there too.
Move to Somalia.
As a matter of fact, if I move to Mexico today and I make more than $100,000 and I'm a U.S. citizen, the United States government's going to claim that I owe them money. If I move to Somalia and I make somehow or another $100,000+ a year, the United States government's going to claim a portion of my income for roads I don't drive on, for bombs I don't shoot at people, for whatever, for welfare programs for people I don't live near. So
I like this this quote from Frederick Bastiat. He says, "When does plunder stop? It stops when it becomes more painful and more dangerous than labor." And that is something that I don't think that enough libertarians really fully understand. We're in a position where people are rewarded quite handsomely for plunder. And the only way that stops is when that becomes painful and dangerous.
Let's go to James, who I hung up just a minute ago here. James, terribly sorry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
Well, what's on your mind?
You see, earlier there was a guy named Carlos that called in talking about religious freedom. You see, I'm suffering from the same type of oppression myself. Not in this exact way he's suffering, but I'm but my suffering is the fact that, you know, I think a lot of Scientologists need to check their Scientology privilege at the door, if you know what I mean. You see, just the other night, I was taking my pet Asperger by the name of Dave Grady out on to an Al Jarreau show just a few nights back, and I was getting all sorts of goofy-eyed responses from the crowd, which I'm guessing they must be Scientologists, because, you know, Scientology, they have that kind of warped view or whatnot. But
what, that you shouldn't have a pet Asperger's person?
Yeah, that type of thing. But
I really wish that they would stop judging our choice of human pets.
Yeah, they should. And also, if I want to go to a synagogue and read my Torah, you know, I shouldn't be demonized for it either. But anyway,
that's where you read Torahs, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm a heavily religious guy. You know,
I appreciate the call. Thanks so much, James. 855 450 free. Let's go to James in Kalamazoo. Maybe he can pull us up out of this. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I thinking about the police state and the culture. I mean, I fully, and this is no new idea by any stretch of the imagination, because I hear you guys talking about it all the time, but I attribute it 100% to the war on drugs. I believe that you wouldn't have institutional racism or really any racism at all. I mean, we would have evolved past it had it not been for the war on drugs.
I would suggest that racism has existed a lot longer than the war on drugs.
Right. I just would suggest that, you know, we would have evolved past it had it not been the war for the war on drugs, or at least gotten further progress than, you know, some people's thinking.
Well, when most people look at what racism looks like in the United States, they will point out that black men are disproportionately incarcerated versus, you know, other demographic groups. And that's because of the war on drugs, Cantwell. So if they didn't have the war on drugs, what would racism look like from a white on black racism? What would that look like here in the United States? Just some people talking about folks?
I believe that it would be pretty much gone if it wasn't for the war on drugs. You know,
I don't know how much you can really attribute that to it. I mean, I would say that, you know, we could go into the minimum wage. Molyneux tried to blame this on immigration. I thought was fascinating.
There's a book out there called The New Jim Crow, and it's, I can't remember, I don't have the author here in front of me or anything like that, but it does address these issues, Cantwell, probably better than I can. Thanks so much for the call, James. 855-450-3733. I'll post it up on the Facebook page so people can take a look. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word. Grainger. Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.